Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today is Tuesday of the 18th week of Ordinary Time, and we are obviously continue through this week. This actually begins the second half of all of Ordinary Time, this season of Ordinary Time, this week. So it's not something that's actually recognized or celebrated or anything, but we are in the last half of the last season of the liturgical year, but it's the longest season of the liturgical year as well. So roughly we have, 34 minus 18, let's figure that out, is 24, 20, so we have about 16 more weeks of Ordinary Time left, and of course that'll bring us to the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Well, of course, last week we heard some interesting programs with Eve Tushnet, and as I discussed with you, they were really set for a mature audience, but if you look at what was the focus of what she was saying, it was to focus on order, and so we focus on bringing order out of chaos. And that is something that we see always with the Lord. That's what the Lord does. He brings order out of chaos. One of the important lessons that's always true in Catholicism, and it's not taught as well as it should be. And this is a real issue. It's not taught as well as it should be. Our first encounter with our faith needs to be an encounter with Christ. So we begin with an encounter with Christ. That whole saying of that the sinner who comes before the Lord and says, and just starts to pray and says, I don't even know, you know, what to say, or whether or not you're even hearing my words. That is a common description of the first encounter with God, but that's how our faith always begins. It always begins with that first encounter with God, and that leads us to bring order out of chaos, or actually God to bring order out of chaos. That's the important element. That's what we do. Right now, we're going through some rather interesting times in our country. And, you know, I hear people who will complain either online or in person that our world is going, you know, there's just so much confusion going on and everything else. One of the things I bring out is to think for a minute. And what you are actually seeing is proof of what we believe. What is it that we believe? We believe that Jesus came to save humanity. Now, we have different understandings on really fine points of what we believe, but it all comes down to is that Jesus came to save humanity, that humanity could not save its own, save itself, rather, and therefore Jesus came to save us. So we needed that external and divine intervention in order for us to be saved. And if that didn't happen, we would be lost. So that's point number one. That's really important. So we need a savior. Now, a lot of people will say, we don't have to believe in God. We have science now, and we've discussed that a few times. But we look at what's going on in our world and what's happened. People have rejected God, and we also see that our world is going into a kind of chaos, especially in light of new rules and laws and everything else. Well, a lot of people are upset about that, but I say, wait a minute, step back. If you were to do an experiment to prove what we believe is true, this would be the experiment, and it would prove what we believe is true. There's an interesting story where Noam Chomsky, for years, would complain about, rightly so, about media bias, and I'm talking decades. So anyone who talks about fake news or anything else with the media of late, including the former president, they are almost late to the party, because Noam Chomsky was complaining about this in the 60s. And he said that there was a situation that arose on its own that provided the control and the experiment. And the control was what was going on in Southeast Asia at the time of the Vietnam War, especially between Laos and Cambodia. And he said the fact that the United States was covering that intensely demonstrated a bias when at the same time it said nothing about an exact same situation that was happening between Indonesia and East Timor. Indonesia was an ally of ours. East Timor was not. Indonesia was Muslim. East Timor was Catholic. And there was this invasion that was not covered by the media. He says that is proof of media bias, because Indonesia is, at least at the time, an ally of ours, I think still, and East Timor was not. And so the whole message was, don't cover this, when the exact same thing was happening in Southeast Asia, but the roles of who was an ally, who was not, was reversed. And so he said that is proof of this media bias. Okay, and he did that whole thing with his control, and this scientific experiment just happened, and now you could look at it and say this is proof of what he had been saying. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And please spread the word. Let people know you're listening to this program. And inform them, let them know, and invite them to listen to the program as well. You can hear the podcast after the radio broadcast. The radio broadcast falls at 3 o'clock here on WROL, Monday through Friday. And the podcast comes right after that at 3:16. I did that on purpose, 3:16 p.m. So you can hear the podcast. So if you miss the radio program, you can hear the podcast. So I was talking about Noam Chomsky and how he had proved, using just the way things happened to fall in between the issues that were going on at the time during the Vietnam War and in Southeast Asia and Indonesia and East Timor. Well, think of that same situation. If what we believe is true, that we need God in our lives, and if we don't have God in our lives, we go from order to chaos, and we look at our world that has rejected God, and we're going from order to chaos, then you can clearly see that what we believe is true. So before you lament what's going on, you also just step back and go, well, this is proof that what we believe is true. Yes, indeed it is. And that we do need a savior, and that we can't live in a world without God, and that everything else that goes with it, we have to have that relationship with God, and that's the way we were designed. You and I understand this. You and I believe this, but others do not, and that's part of what we're looking at. So when I, you know, when I hear of people getting upset or getting frustrated or angry or anything, what's going on and what's happening in our country and everything, but everything that's going on is proving what we believe. And this is important. Because once we understand that it's proving what we believe, then we know what we believe and why we believe. One of the things I see every so often, and you know, sometimes you see these, where people will make it clear that they consider what we believe is mythology, and they'll say, well, we don't have to believe in that stuff anymore, that is not true, and all this other stuff. Okay. And when you understand what we believe is true, like one of the things they'll say is we don't have to believe in angels. There's no such thing as angels, and that's all mythology. Okay, you want to say that, but what you're actually saying is what I always bring up, that you have determined on your own that everything that exists in the world is what we can see, and all that we can see is all that exists in the world. Obviously, sometimes with assistance, we cannot see 3 million light years into the universe, but now this James Webb telescope can. So even with some kind of facility, some kind of assistance, some kind of man-made device or human-made device, if I want to be politically correct, that even with that, you know, there is nothing that exists that we cannot perceive on our own. Scientifically, you cannot prove that. And as a matter of fact, scientifically, you can disprove that. So these people who will say that, oh, all this stuff doesn't exist, where have science now, are proving their own ignorance because they are making statements that scientifically are not only not provable, they're disproved. That's the other side of it. They have been disproved, these statements. And they're the ones that are saying, well, we don't have to believe in God anymore. And they're the ones that when we listen to them, we go from order to chaos because what we believe is proven to us to be true. We'll talk more tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.